Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show from Las Vegas. So good to be here. And, you know, as we walk around the aisles here, I see fascinating things that I like. They're called guns and all different shapes and sizes and different opportunities and technology. And I see backpacks and I see knives and I see optics and night vision stuff. And it's, I just love it. I'm not going to kid you. And shells and things and gadgets and gear. And it just, it just brings out the best of me. I love being here at the SHOT Show. I was absent for a couple of years, and it's good to be back in Las Vegas. And in my travels here, I ran across Tom Gresham. And Tom is one of those guys who's been on radio and television and been out there and been part of this industry for a little bit longer than I have. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. It's a real pleasure.
Now, I didn't overstate that. I mean, you've done radio, you've done television, you've done everything.
A lot of magazines, books, I can't stay with anything very long.
Yeah, you have a focus issue.
Either that or they just kick me out. I'm not sure which it is.
One of the two,
it's
right?
It's one of those, yeah. But I'm a hanger-arounder.
Well, that's why I do this. I can't. If I could do a real job, I wouldn't do radio.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, don't want to do that. So, was it today that I saw something? Now, the SHOT Show is packed. It's something like 13 miles of aisles. I was told as far as
right.
If you walked
around. I think you said
here,
if you went to see every booth, you'd get like 20 seconds in each one or something silly like that.
If that, you know, and I've been coming for the most part for 25 years. I missed 2 years here, and now I'm making my return visit, and it's better than it's ever been. The quality of the exhibits is first class. Everything's great. The place is absolutely packed, and yet I hear about an article from the Associated Press, I believe it is.
Again.
Yeah, that the gun industry, it's dead. Shooting right. In America is dead. Gun owners are dead. People are not going to have guns anymore.
Sales are down, right.
Yeah, and it's over, Tom. It's over. This I guarantee you, this is the year it ends.
We're going to close the doors. It's all there is to it. Except the only one thing, it's not true. Other than that, it's fine, right. Because the Associated Press, surprise, surprise, got it wrong.
I'm shocked.
Gun sales are up.
And
continuously. And you can focus on a month to month because there are fluctuations within the industry, season to season. You know, some people buy hunting guns, when it's hunting season, and then they don't other times. But as you look at the long-term trend, gun sales continue to go up, primarily for really only one reason, and that is a lot of people have figured out that they have to protect themselves. A lot of women, half the people getting their concealed carry permit today are women. And so about half the people who are buying their first handgun today are women.
Right.
And that is going to continue as
it should be, because, you know, here's a woman, you know, my wife, 120 pounds or whatever she weighs.
Right.
You know, and a guy comes along that outweighs her by 100 pounds, 150 pounds. How do you equalize that,
what
Samuel
Colt?
What's
she supposed to do?
Exactly.
Well, and they figured it out. And they also, honestly, a lot of women got tired of having men pat them on the head and say, it's okay, little lady, don't you worry, we'll take care of you. And they're going, well, you know what? No. I'm going to take care of myself, and I'm going to take care of my kids, and I know that you'll be here when you can get here, but it's going to be too late. So I got to take care of it until the cavalry arrives.
Do you think anybody ever patted Annie Oakley on the head?
Maybe once.
They did about one time, because I think she probably had a pretty good right hook. But here's the thing. This has been going on for some period of time. Those on the left, the anti-gun people, and let's be honest about that, Tom, the anti-gun people, they never go away. They might get pushed back, then they start creeping forward again. Push back, creep forward. Rust never sleeps. And it comes, and it's insidious, and it tries to rot the foundation of what we are. And the Second Amendment is clear, and it is a personal and individual right for me to defend myself, my family, my home, my community, whatever I decide. That's the way it is. And they're trying to create a narrative that just doesn't exist.
Well, the only way that you can convince the public that we need more restrictions on law-abiding gun owners is to create a lie, which is to say that law-abiding gun owners are a problem. I just last week posted an article that I picked out of the files, 1955, calling for the confiscation of all guns, handguns, the banning of all handguns in America. This fight has been going on at least that long.
Where was that article?
That was in some major magazine. In 1955. I'll send you the copy of it.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I'll send that to you. It's really interesting. And what's interesting, though, is the exact same words and phrases are used in 1955 as today. Increase in crime, you know.
Absolutely. Wild West, shootouts, death in the street.
Exactly.
So Tom Gresham here with us on the Steve Gruber Show. I think it's safe to say a guy who is very well known, a living legend in so many circles. People know you, Tom, and I don't even think you were guilty of those charges, you know, even if, despite all of it.
Statute of limitations, yeah. Man. I count on that.
And I want to put that article up on Facebook because you bring something to mind for me, which is I lived in Ohio at the time that concealed carry was passed in Ohio. And it was chaos and the gnashing of teeth and the clenching of fists. And, my God, the children were going to die and the blood was going to run like ribbons in the street and it was all going to be over.
Right.
And I lived in Michigan at the time that they passed concealed carry in Michigan. The must-issue laws. Not might-issue, could-issue. Must-issue.
Right, right.
Those. And there was going to be the Wild West and the shootout and it was going to be nonsense and carry. And, again, children were going to die in the streets. It was going to be awful. And, in the fact... And you know this, the truth is, since 1993, we continue to sell more guns and more guns. And yet the peak in violent crime in America came in the first year of Bill Clinton's term in office in 1993. It's been declining ever since. We've sold more guns, have more people with guns as a raw number in America than we have ever had. And yet it's just not.
And the thing to understand about that, for people to take away, is that that's not an NRA stat. That's from the FBI. The people who've been keeping, they have the national report they put out, the FBI criminal report. And so it's not the NRA that's saying this. It's the FBI says that the murder rate has gone down by half. Violent crime has gone down. And gun crime, air quotes around gun crime, is down by 70% over the last two decades. As we have millions more guns, millions more people carrying guns, crime keeps going down.
And it's extremely important what you just said, because let's look at something here that I don't think is in dispute. The greatest gun salesman of all time in world history was Barack Obama.
Without a doubt.
With no question about it. Him being in the White House caused more people to say, they're going to take my guns. And they run off and they buy this or that and everything else, you know. So the people that are anti-gun, let's get a liberal into the office so that way we can take care of it. All it does is trigger massive sales. Now, there was a slight downturn when President Trump took office in sales.
Well, there's a sigh of relief for a couple of months.
But then, like you say, there's an upswing again. So the Associated Press is flat out wrong. There is no... the gun culture, if you will, that people like to call it in America, is real. I was raised around guns. You know what? We didn't have safes and trigger locks. But I knew darn well that if I played with a gun or treated it as if it were a toy... My father would, you know, likely break my fingers, and deservedly
or at
so.
At least tan your britches, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You know, the point was, there were certain things you could joke about, and certain things you could not.
Right.
And playing with guns as toys was not something you joked about. So think about this: all these kids with smartphones and devices and so forth.
Well, you know what? We're at the NSSF. The SHOT Show is put on by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. A quick data point for you: the NSSF, which is gun makers, has given away 38 million gun locks free. These are the people who are actually doing real gun safety efforts. 38 million free gun locks distributed in America by the gun makers, paid for by the gun makers. So we are the gun safety people. You know, the phony ones, the Moms Demand and all that, the Bloomberg-backed
Absolutely.
Groups there. I call it the gun...
Every Town America or whatever that is.
Yeah, I call it the gun ban lobby.
Now, hold that thought right there. Tom Gresham with us here on the Steve Gruber Show in Las Vegas at the SHOT Show, looking at all sorts of wonderful, fabulous guns. I want you to stick for one more second because I got a few more things I want to ask you. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you have unfiled tax returns? Maybe several? And maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you? In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just pop some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.